Okay, so the mitzvah of the week is two karbanos that are not just two karbanos, that they're much more than that. And hopefully, I can turn what looks like a technical machlokas into something more substantive. But even before we start, just, this is the most common laning, in the Torah. It's tied for other things, but every time we read for Rosh Chodesh, every time we read Pinchas, and frankly, every time we daven, these should be psukim we know by heart, right? Vayidarei Hashem Moshe l'mor, Tzaves b'nei Yisrael va'amarta aleihem es karboni lachmi le'ishai reach nichalchi tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado, right? My special karbon, the special fire on the Mizbeach, should be brought at its proper time. V'amartalohem, say to them, Zeha Yisheh, right? This is the burnt offering, the fire offering, Asher Takrivu Hashem. What is it? Kivasim b'nei shana timimim, 2 1-year-old sheep, Shinayim layom ola tamid, 2 a day, they are brought as a karban ola, as a burnt offering. How does it work? Es hakeves achad ta'aseh baboker. Right, you bring one in the morning, and you bring one in the afternoon. Morning and afternoon, well, let's just finish. Okay, then I skipped a bunch, then again, Pasukhet. Just like you brought the morning one, you should bring the afternoon one. So, a few things. First of all, obviously, we should know it by heart because it's laying that often, but also because the Ramah paskins in Siman Mem Ches that Parshas HaTamid should be said every day. And he's serious about it. It turns out, lahalacha, this may be surprising to some of us, if you're late for shul, better to skip Mizmor Shir, better to skip Hodu and say Parshas HaTamid. Why? Because if all of tefillah is based on karbanos, but it's not really based on karbanos, it's based on tamidim. It's based on the tamid shel shachar. It's based on the tamid shel bein harbaim. So one of the most important things you could say in davening is parshas hatamid, because that's what, in theory, reminds God of the fact that I'm davening shacharis because I can't bring a tamid shel shachar. I'm davening mincha because I can't bring a tamid shel bein harbaim. And originally, the shir was going to be about tefillah based on karbanos, but I came up with something, I decided to do something else. But it is the case that zmanei tefillah are based on the times in which karbanos could be brought, right? If it wasn't for the fact that one day they were late bringing the tamid shel shachar and they only brought it at the fourth hour, the zman tefillah would have been earlier. And if it wasn't for the fact that every once in a while, that because when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, they had to bring the Karban Pesach early, Zman Tefillah Shel Bein Harbay, Mincha time would be different. So it really is these two Karbanos exist as the models for davening as much as they exist as independent Karbanos and independent requirements that we have in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, just now, a couple of really quick, interesting things just in the psukim. V'ayder Hashem Moshe l'mor, Tzav es b'nei Yisrael. We'll come back to this, but almost every karban in the Torah, I want to say every karban, but I didn't do the work to tell you for sure, is Daber al Aharon ve'el banav le'mor, right? Zot Torat ha'olah. Zot Torat ha'olah, right? Tell Aharon to tell his children, because karbanos are brought by Kohanim. Nevertheless, here, the tzav is to B'nai Yisrael. Now, again, you'll ask the question, but B'nai Yisrael can't go, I can't go to the Mizbeach and bring the karban. We'll come back to that. Second interesting thing to note is, what's the karban? Shnayim layom ola tamid. There, it sounds like there's a mitzvah to bring 2 olot every day. But then there's another pasuk, as if they're two separate things. Okay, so we'll come back to all these points. But the two questions we want to focus on are both raised in these psukim. The first is, how many mitzvos is this? Is there a mitzvah to bring the tamid shel shachar in the morning and a separate mitzvah to bring the tamid shel bein ha'arbaim in the afternoon? Or is there one mitzvah to bring a karban in the morning and a karban in the afternoon? It's a technical question. It's a technical machlokes, but it plays out more broadly in terms of our understanding of the mitzvah, and it plays out more broadly in terms of many, many other mitzvahs. Is Kriya Shema one, you know, Kriya Shema morning, Kriya Shema in the afternoon, is that one mitzvah or two? Is bringing Ketores in the morning and Ketores in the afternoon, is that one mitzvah or two? Lighting the menorah morning and night, is that one mitzvah or two? It plays out in many, many ways. That's the first issue we want to discuss. The second is, whose mitzvah is this? Is it a mitzvah on the Kohanim? Or somehow, might this be a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael? That too, you know, generates or implicates philosophic issues that I think are fascinating. Let's start with the Rambam. There's no question what the Rambam Shita is. Source number two, Mitzvat Asei Lamites, says the Rambam, Mitzvah HaLamites, number 39, Hishetzivanu Lehakriv Bamikdash Shenei Kivasim B'chol Yom. The Rambam says there is one mitzvah. That mitzvah is to bring two karbanot daily. Ve'elu nikrein tmidim, and these are called tmidim, literally, you know, tamid, always, continuously, something like that, right? That the idea being that it's brought every single day. Ve'hu amaro yitaleh, the pasuk from this week's parsha, shenayim layom ola tamid, right? The Rambam mentions the psukim that I bolded on top, which really does sound like it's one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah? You're supposed to bring two karbanot, and those two together constitute this continuous karban tamid that has to be brought daily on the Mizbeach. Okay? That's pretty simple. Hopefully that's clear to everybody. There is one mitzvah. The mitzvah is called Timidim, and it has a morning component and an afternoon component. Okay, who doesn't like that? Well, first of all, let's look at source number three. The Rambam says the exact same thing in the first halach of Hilchos Tumidin Umusafim. The Rambam says, Mitzvat asei lahakriv shnei kivasim olot b'chol yom, v'heim ha-nikraim tumidim, echad baboker ve'echad bein ha-arbaim, shenema shenayim layom olot samid. The Rambam is consistent in both places, the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Yad HaChazaka, that there is one mitzvah. It is called Timidim, and it has two parts. It has the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Ha'arbaim, morning and afternoon. Okay, great. Who doesn't like that? The Ramban. He doesn't like it at all. The Ramban says in source number four, in his Hasagot of the Sefer HaMitzvos, in what's called Shichachas HaLavin, he has a long discussion there. He says as follows. This is just a piece of it. Ushnei Timidin, bringing Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, and now he goes on. Uketoret Boker Va'erev, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to bring Ketores in the morning and Ketores at the end of the day, and the one we know best, Ukriyat Shema, which of course is Bishach B'chol V'kumecha, morning and night, says the Ramban, Nimnim Shitayim Shitayim. They are each counted as two mitzvot, not like the Rambam, who counts each as one mitzvah. How does the Ramban know this? He says, Shehein mitzvot einan me'akvot zo et zo. Says the Ramban, the general rule for understanding whether something is one mitzvah or two, the general rule is, well, if is one ma'akev the other, right? If you didn't have one, could you do the other? So says the Ramban, something we all know well. If for whatever reason you didn't say Shema in the morning, of course you could say Shema at night. And the Ramban would say, and the Ramban would have to agree, if for whatever reason you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, you could still bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim in the afternoon. And on top of that, says the Ramban, how do I know they're two separate mitzvahs? Because Zmana Shelazo, Lo Zmano Shelazo. You can't do them at the same time. Tamid Shel Shachar can only be brought in the morning. Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim can only be brought in the afternoon. Okay? So the Ramban says, the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam claims Tamid, there's one mitzvah of Tamidim. Morning is a part of it. Afternoon is a different part of it. Says the Ramban, they're separate mitzvahs. How do I know? Because they're not ma'akvos zo as zo. If you didn't do one, you could still do the other. An example of this would be the discussion about whether tefillin is one mitzvah or two. The Rambam counts tefillin as two separate mitzvahs, and he says the reason is, and it is the halacha, if for whatever reason you didn't have a tummy, you didn't have your shel yad, you could still wear your shel rosh, and vice versa. So therefore, since they're not ma'akev each other, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are counted as two separate mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, hey, let's apply the same rule to the tmidim. Let's apply the same rule to the ketoret. Let's apply the same rule to kriyat shma. Since they're not ma'akev zeh zeh, they should be two separate mitzvahs. Okay, so the Rambam does address this. The Rambam addresses it in Shoresh Yud Aleph. Again, as we've mentioned before, the Rambam has 14 principles that he lists at the beginning of the Sefer Mitzvahs for what the rules are in terms of what gets counted as a mitzvah. And in Shoresh Yud Aleph, in the 11th Shoresh, the Rambam says as follows. Source number 5. HaShoresh HaAchad Asar She'ein Ra'uy Limnot Chelkei HaMitzvah Biprat Chelek Chelek Bifnei Atzmo K'sheYihyeh HaMekubatz Mehem Mitzvah Achat. Says the Rambam. This is the Rambam now, even though it sounds like it's not. The Rambam says, we don't count portions of a mitzvah. If all the portions together work towards one mitzvah. So an example that the Rambam doesn't bring. There's a mitzvah of sota. Okay? That involves partaking a shvuah. It involves, writing a parsha in the Torah. It involves erasing it in water. It involves her drinking it. Says the Rambam, and it obviously makes complete sense, you have to do all of those things, but all of those things are the component parts of one mitzvah called sota. Now the Rambam will explain more. Second line where the cursor is, v'zeshe kol ma she'amru chachamim, bo shehadavar haploni v'haploni ma'akvin ze'ezeh. Says the Rambam, whenever you find in Chazal that one thing is ma'akiv another thing, meaning if you didn't give her the water to drink, you didn't get the mitzvah of sota, he says that's a proof. What's the most obvious example of this? Kimo arba'a minim shebelulav. We'll go on in a second, right? The Torah says, you have to take a lulav, you have to take an esrog, you have to take hadasim, you have to take aravos. So you say, okay, the Torah said I have to take four different things. That sounds like four different mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, of course not. It's one mitzvah that has four component parts. How do I know this? Because if any one of the four meaning were missing, you would not get a mitzvah. There is no value in holding a lulav and aravos and hadasim without an esrog. It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is all four. Similarly, says the Rambam, v'lechem ha'panim im levona zakasha te'ase imo, right? Lechem ha'panim needs to be brought with frankincense. So says the Rambam, without both parts, there's no mitzvah. Hastarim v'bazichim ma'akvin ze'etze, hinei ze mivuah shehi mitzvah achat. Okay? So the Rambam agrees with the Ramban on the rule. Anytime there's a mitzvah with component parts, and if any one of those component parts is missing, you don't get the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, that's proof that you're talking about one and only one mitzvah. Okay, everybody with me? Good. The problem is, the Rambam agrees that Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim are not Ma'akev Zo as Zo, and yet he counts them as one mitzvah. How could that be? Back inside, I lost my cursor. Okay, I found it. Where my cursor is. V'hu Amaram Sham. Yachol Shein Shtei Mitzvot, Mitzvah Techelet, Mitzvah Lavan. Another famous example, right? The mitzvah of tzitzis in theory has two parts. One is the white, one is the blue. The Rambam says they get counted as only one mitzvah. Why? Tamud Omar V'ayolachem L'tzitzit Mitzvah Achati Ve'ena Shtei Mitzvot. Aye, why would that be? They're not Ma'akev Zeh Zeh. For everybody who's here and doesn't wear tcheles, they certainly get the mitzvah of lavan, they certainly get the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Rambam has another rule. He says, Hinei kfar hitbayer lecha, she'afilu hachalakim she'enam ma'akvin zeh et zeh, pe'amim yihiyu mitzvah achat, kishayihiyeh ha'inyan echad. The Rambam says, there's another part to the test about whether things are counted as two mitzvot or one. Says the Rambam, if there are two parts and they're not ma'akev zeh zeh, but they are inyan echad, they have one purpose, they share a theme, the idea behind each of them is the same, then they get counted as only one mitzvah. Ki akavana bitzitid l'man tizkuru. You wear white l'man tizkuru at kol mitzvotai va'asitem otam, and you wear blue for the same purpose. So says the Rambam, Im kein, klal ha-davar ha-mechayev l'zikaron mitzvah achat imana. If they're both for the same purpose, they get counted as one mitzvah. So now, come back to our example. Says the Rambam, yeah, the Ramban is right. Tamid shel shachar is not ma'akev, tamid shel bein ha-arbayim, and vice versa. But they both share a theme. They both are inyan achat. They both are, you know, for the purpose of ishei reach nichoach lashem. And we'll come back to this in a minute because it's an important point. But the Rambam would say, since they share a theme, even though they're not ma'akev each other and they're not brought at the same time, nevertheless, they are counted as one mitzvah. Okay, we good? Fine. Let's look at what the Rambam does with the other mitzvos that the Ramban attacked him on. Source number 6. Here's the Rambam in the 10th mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says, "Va'mitzvah ha'asirit hi shetzivanu likro kriyat shma b'chol yom arvit v'shacharit." We are commanded to say shma night and morning. V'amar yitaleh, etc. So what the Rambam is saying is, we are commanded to say Shema twice a day. But the purpose behind each recitation of Shema is the same, right? It's Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. It's whatever you want to say Kriyat Shema is. So in a way, the fancier way to say it, and it's a precise way to say it, is the Rambam would say there is a mitzvah to bookend our days, to begin and end our days with Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. Now, each time you do it, obviously there's a value in it, and maybe even there's a mitzvah. But in terms of counting Taryag mitzvos, the Rambam says, no. There's one mitzvah to begin and end your day by saying Kriyat Shema. That's Inyan Echad, that's one idea, one shared idea, therefore it gets counted once. Similarly, Mitzvat Aseh Chavchet, number 7, says the Rambam, Hi shenitz tavu ha-kohanim lahasim kitoret pa'amayim biyom al mizbach ha-zahav. We have one mitzvah, it's on Kohanim, to burn kitoret, morning and afternoon. So yeah, they're two separate acts, and yes, they're not ma'akev zeh zeh, but the Rambam would say it's the same theme. Whatever the theme is, whatever the idea is behind Ketoret, you have to do it twice a day, but it's one mitzvah. Similarly, number 8, The Rambam says a mitzvah achav hei he shetzivanu hakoh shetnitzavu hakohanim lehadlik haneirot tamid lifnei Hashem. That the neirot have to be lit, the menorah has to be lit in the Beis Hamikdash continuously. Now again, in the Rambam, that means lighting at night and lighting in the morning. But despite the fact that you light two separate times, it's one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah? The one mitzvah is that the menorah is supposed to be lit all the time. Okay, so now at least we have a theory behind the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, I count a mitzvah independently under two circumstances. One is, if one thing is ma'akev the other, right? If lulav is ma'akev esrog, is ma'akev hadasim, is ma'akev aravos, I know that's one mitzvah. But sometimes, even if they're not ma'akev each other, meaning if you forgot to say Shema in the morning, you can still say Shema at night. If you forgot to bring the carbon in the morning, you can still bring the carbon in the afternoon. So why is it one mitzvah? So the Rambam says, because it's one theme. Because the purpose behind both acts is a shared purpose. We'll get to the idea of what's the shared purpose on the Mizbeach, but certainly with respect to Kriyat Shema, it's easy. Right, the shared purpose is to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim in the morning when you get up and at night before you go to sleep. So yeah, you have to do it twice a day to get that purpose. Again, I'm not saying that when you say Shema in the morning according to the Rambam, you didn't get a mitzvah. What I'm saying is in the Rambam's count of Taryag mitzvahs, in order to get to 613, Shema morning and Shema at night both constitute the same mitzvah. And this leads us to a related point in the Rambam. It's a technical point, but it's an interesting point. And that is, well, how often do you count mitzvos that are done, you know, more than once a day or more than once a year? How do you decide how many mitzvos they constitute? And the answer in the Rambam is going to be, it's always going to be one. Look at source number 9. This is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shoresh Yud Gimel, the 13th principle.
And the Ellie, Rambam, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So how does that work with Sfirat to Omer when we make a bracha every night, if it's one?
So never confuse, we all do this all the time. We always confuse the making of a bracha with a Maisa HaMitzvah. And it's not true, even though intuitively it should be true. And the greatest proof is the following. The Rambam says Tefillin Shel Yad is one mitzvah, Tefillin Shel Rosh is another mitzvah, but as if we have any Sfaradim on the call, on the shir, they'll all know, according to the Rambam, you make only one bracha. So the equation that we intuitively think is accurate is not. It's not the case if you count every night. It should be, but that's a different discussion. But the answer is that equation doesn't have to work.
Okay, thank you.
Let's look at Shoresh Yud Gimel, source number 9. Says the Rambam, Shoresh HaShlosha Asar, ki hamitzvot lo yitrabe misparam b'mispar hayamim shetitchayev bohem hamitzvah hahi. Says the Rambam, you don't multiply a mitzvah by how many days you're chayav to do that mitzvah. It doesn't work that way. And he'll give you a good example. Let's to move along. Here, he says, upa'amim yiyah shiur ahu medubak v'hu sheyitchayev ma'aseh ha'mitzvah hi b'yom acher, I'm sorry, b'yom achar yom, kigon ha'sukah v'halulav. We have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah 7 consecutive days. Says the Rambam, that's not 7 mitzvahs. It's true, there's a mitzvah to sit the first day and the second day and the third day. But for purposes of counting to 613, that's one mitzvah that you do 7 times. He says there are karbanot that you bring on different days, but you don't multiply that by the number of days. Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Shehim Mitzvah Achat, right? The karban musaf that's brought on Rosh Chodesh. He says it's one mitzvah. V'hi hat sivui shet sivanu shenakriv karban musaf kishit chadesh halavana. The mitzvah is, when there's a new moon, you have to bring a special karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Rambam, Vim yomar omar lama ze lo yimne musaf kol chodesh v'chodesh mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Wait, why don't we say that this coming next Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to bring a karban tamid because next Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Av, and then we'll have another mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to bring the karban musaf of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then we'll have one on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And he says, Rav, no, it's the same mitzvah. The mitzvah is, whenever it's a new moon, you have to bring a karban musaf. Whenever it's sukkos, you have to sit in a sukkah. V'nishiveo im hayazeg kein, minei gam kein tamid kol yom mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Says the Rambam, if that were the case, there'd be 365, well, not exactly, mitzvos of bringing the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein aram, because you do it every day. V'aktoret, haktoret b'chol yom imot hashana, it's also a daily mitzvah, etc., etc. The same examples we've seen. Lighting the menorah is a daily mitzvah. They're all the tamid. Says the Rambam, it can't be that they get counted 365 times. Now, I think this is a useful rule for our discussion, even though the Rambam doesn't mention it. Right? Shoresh Yud Gimel is about how often you count a mitzvah based on how many days you would do that mitzvah. And the Rambam says, I don't care how many days you do the mitzvah, we only count it once. I assume the same thing could be said about mitzvahs that are done multiple times during a day. The answer is, Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, they're done twice a day, but they're still only one mitzvah. Okay, and again, just to emphasize this point, because it's important, it's not a question of how much credit you get. For example, if you did the mitzvah of tzedakah five times during a day, so you got the mitzvah of tzedakah five times. Aye, the Rambam only counts it as one mitzvah. Yeah, that's a technical requirement of getting to Taryag Mitzvahs, of getting to 613. But presumably, the Rambam would still think that the Tamid Shel Shachar, when you bring it, you got credit for bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar. Yes, it only counts as half of a mitzvah in the Taryag Mitzvahs, but in the world of Schar, you know, it counts for more. Now, I don't know if you could say the same thing if you brought, if you brought Dalet Minim to Shul and your pitum falls off, right? The dreaded pitum falls off situation. I think the answer is you didn't get a mitzvah. Now, I assume, and I very much hope, you know, that God rewards you for trying. Every once in a while, there was a story recently, some old man, he never checked his tefillin, and they were empty. There were no parshios in there. So in a narrow halachic sense, the man never fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillin in his life. But I would hope that in a bigger sense, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that he thought he was fulfilling the mitzvah. And there, I would hope that there is some schar for this man as well, right? So sometimes the technical definition and the substantive fulfilling of a mitzvah, you know, may not match up exactly. Okay, to review. The psukim were clear. You're supposed to bring the tamid in the morning. You're supposed to bring the tamid in the afternoon. They were less clear on whether they're one mitzvah or two. The Rambam says one mitzvah. The Ramban says two mitzvot. Same with Kriyat Shema. Same with Ketoret. Same with the menorah. And it's the same machlok as in both places. The Ramban says any time one thing is not ma'akev the other thing, they're two separate mitzvos. Says the Rambam, I agree with that, but there's another rule. Anytime there's one inyan, the purpose is shared between two different acts, those two different acts only get counted as one mitzvah. And then we saw the Rambam also has another rule that it doesn't matter how many times you do a mitzvah or how many days you're chayiv to do a mitzvah, it still only counts in the Taryag Mitzvos as one mitzvah. So you sat in a sukkah seven different days, you got seven different kiyumim of the exact same mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Okay, a related point and a related machlokes, which I think will help us understand what we've been discussing till now. The Ramban has another argument with the Rambam about karbanos tamidim, and it's as follows. Look at source number 10. says the Ramban, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Shenitztavenu lehakriv kol hakarbanot habaim binidava o bechova. We are commanded to bring every single karban, whether it's voluntary or mandatory, bein shenei hatamidim, between the bringing of the two tamidim, meaning lo kodem tamid shel shacha, not before the tamid shel shacha. The tamid shel shacha has to be the first karban brought on the mizbech every day, velo achar tamid shel bein harbaim. And it can no carbon can be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. The beginning of the business day of the Beis HaMikdash / the Mizbeach is the Tamid Shel Shachar. The end of the business day of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach is the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. The one exception is Carbon Pesach, but let's ignore that because it really is an exception. But the business day of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning if you came from a lot with a carbon chatas that you wanted to bring, and you got there at 4 PM, and they say, listen, sorry, we already brought the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. And you say, yeah, but it's still daytime. The answer is no. The Beis HaMikdash closes, right? The din is opening of the Mizbeach is Tamid Shel Shachar. Closing is Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Says the Ramban, this is a mitzvah that the Rambam forgot to count. It's a pasuk. V'amaro yitaleh v'arach aleh ha'ola v'hiktir aleh chelvei hashlamim. And the drasha is aleha hashlem kol hakarbanot kulam. All the karbanot have to be brought after the shachar and before the bein harbayim. Yirtzeh lomar shemisha'a sheyisader hakoin ha'ma'arechet ka'amaro yitaleh u'biyer aleh hakoin etzim baboker baboker. From the time, the first thing more or less that happens in the morning in the Beis HaMikdash is the cleaning of the Mizbeach and the placing of wood on the Mizbeach so that the fire, the Tamid, the Ner Tamid will continue continuously. So says the Ramban, that's the din. You put the Eitzim there, then what do? Ya'aroch aleh ha'ola, hayiduah, shehi ola taboker. The first thing you do after you put the wood on the Mizbeach is burn the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'alah yaktir v'yashlim kol ha-karbonot, lo ala tamid haba be'erev, v'zohi ha-mitzvat aseh. Okay, the Ramban says, the Rambam forgot to count the mitzvat aseh. The mitzvat aseh is that every karbon has to be brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar and before the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Now, the Rambam agrees that that's the halacha. Everybody agrees that that's the halacha. So why doesn't the Rambam quote it? Why doesn't the Rambam count it as a mitzvah? There are many, many technical explanations, but the one that's almost certainly true that's brought down in a number of achronim, and here I think we get to the point, is the Rambam doesn't think it's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, who counts Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim as one mitzvah, what's the shared idea behind them? The shared idea behind them is they establish the Mizbeach as the Mizbeach. We think the Mizbeach, again, we're talking about the Mizbeach HaOla, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach outside. We think, okay, the Mizbeach is there. But the answer is no, it's not a Mizbeach unless there's a flame burning on it, and the Tamid Shel Shachar was brought. Every karban, says the Rambam, that's the din. The two tamidim, morning and afternoon, define the Mizbeach. When the tamidim are not on the Mizbeach, it's not a Mizbeach. It's what defines the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is something that has a tamid burning on it. So look at source number 11. Here's the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. V'hiktiru oso b'nei Aron ha-mizbecha. What are they doing it? Al ha'ola asher al ha'itzim asher al ha'esh ishei reach nichoach l'ashem. Karbanos are brought on the mizbeach, upon which there's wood, which kindles a flame, upon which the ola is burning. That's the definition of Mizbeach. Similarly, in Parshas Tzav, right below it, says the Rambam, says the Pasuk, I'm sorry, V'ha'eish al ha-Mizbeach tukad ba lo sichbeh, right? The flame on the Mizbeach has to burn all the time. U'bi'er ala ha-Kohen eitzim ba-boker ba-boker, and the Kohen adds wood every morning. V'arach ala ha-Ola, and you put the Ola on it, and only then v'hiktir ala ha-Chalvei ha-Shlamim. You can't bring a Karban Shlamim unless the Ola is burning on the Mizbeach. And so what I think is clear is that the Rambam says, it's all true, of course it's all true, but you wouldn't count them as separate mitzvos, because the mitzvah of the Ola is to establish the Mizbeach as the place on which you bring Karbanot. And the way you do that is bringing an Ola in the morning, the Tamid Shel Shachar, and an Ola in the afternoon, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. But both of those are necessary to establish the Mizbeach as the place upon which you're allowed to bring karbanos. Now, I don't know if this is such a strong proof or not, but the last Rambam in Source 12, the last Rambam in Perak Aleph Hilchos Tmidim Musafim says as follows: Tohu shagigu afilu heizidu v'lo hikrivu tamid shel shachar. What if they didn't bring the tamid shel shachar accidentally or on purpose? Yakrivu tamid shel bein harbayim. Right, as the Ramban pointed out, one is not ma'akiv the other. If you didn't bring the morning, you could bring the afternoon. But there's an exception to it, says the Rambam. Bamedvar mamurim bishenit chanech hamizbeach. That's only if the mizbeach had already been established. What's a good word for chinuch? To be mechanech. Inaugurated. Thank you. Somebody else is in the room giving me English words. Okay, that's only if the mizbeach was inaugurated. Aval haya mizbeach chadash she'adayin lo karev alav klum. But what if it was a new mizbeach? Then says the Rambam, lo yakrivu alav tchila bein harbayin. You can't bring the afternoon karbon first. Why? She'ein mechanchin mizbeach ha'ola ela b'tamid shel shachar. Because there's an order. Here the order is ma'akev. In order to establish the mizbeach as a functional mizbeach, it has to be that you brought the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, because without the Tamid Shel Shachar, you can't bring any other karbanos. It's true, you need the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim to end the day, but without the Tamid Shel Shachar, you're stuck. Okay, so again, what I think is happening here is the technical machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban turns out to be a much more substantive machlokas of how you see the Mizbeach, and to a certain extent, how you see the Beis HaMikdash in total. For the Ramban, there's a mitzvah to bring a karban in the morning. There's a mitzvah to bring a karban in the afternoon. There's another mitzvah to make sure that other karbanot are brought in between. For the Ramban, those aren't separate mitzvahs. They are the definition of the Beis HaMikdash and the definition of the Mizbeach. And we'll come back to that in a second. But let's ask the second question I wanted to raise. We'll do this quickly. But I think it's related. Leave the first part of the Sefer HaChinuch out because we won't have enough time. We may not have enough time. Let's go to the second part. Says the Sefer HaChinuch on this mitzvah of the Tmidim, on which he agrees with the Rambam, it's only one mitzvah. He says, V'noheget mitzvah zo bizman abayit, v'himin ha-mitzvot shehein mutalot al ha-tzibur. Says the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael. Wait, how could that be? We, non-Kohanim, are not allowed into the area in which the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought, in which the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, we can't go to the Mizbeach. It's an Isur D'oraisa. How could that be? So he hedges a little bit, and he says, okay, V'yoter ala Kohanim. Probably it's more obligatory on Kohanim, but it's also obligatory on non-Kohanim. Ve'im shema chas v'shalom yitrash luba shelo lahakrivam b'chol yom. And if it's not brought every day, bitlu asei zeh, it's a bitul mitzvah asei. V'hashkaga nitleit al kol adat b'nei Yisrael hayodim b'davar im yesh koach b'yadam letaken b'shum tzad. The Chinuch's not giving up on his idea. The Chinuch says, at least in my words, it could be that only the Kohen can shecht the tamid. That's a little less clear, but certainly only the tamid, the kohen, can burn it on the mizbeach. Right? The tamid is actually not slaughtered on the mizbeach. No carbon is slaughtered on the mizbeach, but it's burned on the mizbeach. That's the main part. So says the chinuch, while it's true that the act can only be done by kohanim, the obligation is on all of us. And if you could have made a difference, if for whatever reason, kohanim go on strike, okay, everybody goes on strike in Israel, so kohanim go on strike one day. So he says, but if you could fix it, and you could somehow make sure, you, a non-kohen, can somehow make sure that the tamid would be brought, then, says the chinuch, the mitzvah is shared by all of us. Now, where did he get the idea from? Where everybody gets the idea from? As I pointed out at the beginning, the first source, we say, Tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'almar t'alehem. That's not the language you find in Sefer Vayikra for Karbonos. In Sefer Vayikra, it's always Amor la Kohanim, Daber la Haron ve'el banav lemor. It's only the Kohanim. But here, the commandment is to B'nai Yisrael. Now, how does it play out? It plays out in sort of the ceremonial thing that we don't think about that much anymore because it doesn't exist. If you had to bring a chatas, so you would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd go as far as you could, you'd be somech on it, you'd say vidu, you'd do tshuva, and then the Kohen would do the rest of the work. He would take it in, and he would shecht it, and he would do zrikas hadam, etc., etc. How does it work with the tamidim? So it turns out there's something similar. Now, you can't have one person do it because the tamidim are karbonos tzibur, right? They don't belong to a single person. When the Beis HaMikdash is doing a fundraising drive, right? So you can't have, you know, today's tamid shel shachar was donated by, you know, by the Federbusch family in memory of, by the way, as cool as that would be, right? And you can't have the afternoon one donated by the Rothbergs. You can't, because it has to belong to all of us. That's why money is donated to the Beis HaMikdash. It becomes public money. But how does the carbon work? So the Mishnah in source number 14 in Tainus, Perek Dalad Mishnah Bet, says as follows. Elu hein ma'amadot. There's a thing called ma'amadot. Ma'amadot really means just standing around. Lefisha ne'mar tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'almar t'alehem et karboni lachmi v'chi heyach karbono shel adam karev v'hu eino omeid al gabav. How could somebody's karbon be brought and he's not in the Beis HaMikdash observing? So says the Mishnah, hitkinu nevi'im harishonim esrim v'arba'a mishmarot. The original nevi'im, which according to some goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, they broke the Kohanim into 24 groups, but they also broke Levim and Yisraelim. Al kol mishmar u'mishmar hayam ma'amad b'Yerushalayim. For every mishmar, there was a ma'amad in Yerushalayim of who? Shel Kohanim, shel Levim, v'shel Yisraelim. Right? Kohanim do the avoda, Levim do shira and zimra. What do Yisraelim do? So he gives man amishmar la'alot, kohanim uluvim olim liyushalayim. So kohanim and levim go up to Yushalayim. V'Yisrael sheba oto mishmar mit kansin la'arehen v'korin b'maaseh breshit. What do the Yisraelim do? So those who lived in Yushalayim literally went and stood as a group in the Beis HaMikdash. Those who did not live next to Yushalayim, they went to, it's interesting, this could be the earliest reference to shul, to some form of shul, because the Beis HaMikdash exists. What did the Yisraelim do? They gathered together someplace in their cities, and they fasted, that's another Mishnah, and they leaned from Parshas Bereishis. But they were the ceremonial people who were ki'ilu, bringing the karban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Because the Tamid Shel Shachar, you know, is a Karban Tzibur, but it's a Karban Tzibur whose responsibility is not on just the Kohanim and just the Levim, it's on all of us. And it's seen by the fact that Yisraelim do this thing called ma'amados. Ma'amados, where they just stand there and they, you know, they daven and they say Tehillim and they lean from Sefer Bereishis, but they're symbolic of the rest of Klal Yisrael. And so how is this related to our first issue? Our first issue was, is it one mitzvah or two? And the second issue was, whose mitzvah is it? But I think for the Rambam, it's the same point over and over again. It's one mitzvah, and the mitzvah's on all of Klal Yisrael. And what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to have a functioning Beis HaMikdash. And to do that, you need a functioning Mizbeach. And to do that, you need a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim that's brought by all of Klal Yisrael. Because for the Rambam, that's the definition of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Avoda. The whole purpose is to bring Karbonos. For the Ramban, the Beis HaMikdash is a Makom Hashra'as HaShchina. It's where you go to meet God. Now, obviously, the Ramban knows that there's Avoda to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam knows that it's a Makom Hashra'as HaShchina. But the emphasis is different for them. And so for the Rambam, the Tmidim exist as part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And you can see it in the Rambam also. The Rambam has Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and within Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam has something called Hilchos Tmidim and Musafim, and something called Hilchos Karbonos. They're different things, because Tmidim and Musafim, for the Rambam, define the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they're in a book called Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The Rambam has another book called Hilchos Karbonos, but it's separate. And I think for the Rambam, just like, and here maybe I'm exaggerating, but I like the idea. The Rambam thinks Zechiv on all of Klal Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. Practically speaking, that's not going to work. But we all share in the obligation. Obviously, some people will be more directly involved, either financially or actually working. And some people won't be. But we share in the obligation. And I think what comes out of this technical machlokis is the Rambam sees Tmidim not as just another karbon. The Rambam sees Tmidim as the thing that establishes the Beis HaMikdash, as the thing that establishes the framework for our avoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, and not surprisingly, as the thing that we took with us after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash to define our own days. Right? Shachris keneged tamid shel shachar, mincha keneged tamid shel bein arbaim, mariv keneged the burning of the karbanos all night long. Those aren't just mitzvos, right? It's not like sometimes you used to bring a shlamim and sometimes you bring a toda and sometimes you bring a chatas. No, those are individual acts which we can commemorate bizman hazeh in different ways. But the other part, the tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbaim, they're like, they're the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. And so for the Rambam, of course, they're one mitzvah. They're one mitzvah that helps us understand what the day looked like in the Beis HaMikdash, how it opened, how it closed, how all the other karbanos had to be brought in between those two. Somehow the Tamid was our commitment to God. And if I could philosophize for a second, both Rav Lichtenstein, both my Rosh Yeshiva, both Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Amital used to quote this, but I heard it more from Rav Lichtenstein. There's a machlokes in the Medrash, right? What's the klal gadol b'Torah? So Rabbi Akiva says, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, ze klal gadol b'Torah, right? Loving your fellow Jew, that's the main one. And the next shita says, no, ze sefer toldos ha'adam b'yom hibaram, right? The greatness of man, ze klal gadol heimenu. Somehow man's greatness is an even bigger klal then v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. But there's another girsa in that medrash that Rav Lichtenstein used to quote. And the other girsa is a third shita. The third shita says, no, you're both wrong. You know what's the most important klal in the Torah? Es hakeves ha'echad ta'aseh baboker, ve'es hakeves ha'sheni ta'aseh bein ha'arbayim. And you say to yourself, what's so critical about that? And Rav Lichtenstein used to say, and it's so compelling, he used to say, the secret to Avodas Hashem is every day. It's continuous work. He said, we have high points in Judaism. We have the Yom HaNoraim. But it's not like other religions, right? You can't fix it. It's every day. It's all day. The Tamid Shel Shach and the Tamid Shel Bein Arvayim are not just mitzvos in the Rambam, and they're not just the definition of the Beis HaMikdash. They are the model of what we're supposed to be doing. And the model is to be Ovdei Hashem means to do it every single day. Now, some days it's more exciting, some days it's less exciting. But the obligation to do it continuously is what symbolizes our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think for the Rambam, it symbolizes the magic of the Beis HaMikdash, right? We think of magic as being things that come from time to time, because it's hard to feel magical every day. But I think the Rambam wants us to live in a world and to believe in a world where every day magic takes place through the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. All right, so hopefully we took a practical, technical machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Tamidim are one mitzvah or two, and used it to help us understand how the Beis HaMikdash works and maybe a bigger idea about how we're Oved Hashem. All right, Yashkach to everybody.
Thank you. Have a great Shabbos.
Good.